Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Epstein, the international man of mystery. Well, let's go! Yeah, this motherfucker's been around all over the world. Hell, he's probably even been inside your bed once or twice before in the past, but who knows, this guy's a fucking creep. Whatever, right? A fucking sleep paralysis demon or something. Oh well, whatever. But you know what this motherfucker did do? He's the one that started microtransactions in Call of Duty. So if you want someone to thank, thank this guy. Yay! Hopefully Satan is choking him with his entrails while he's sodomizing him in hell, right? Enjoy your master, you cocksucker. Just saying. Yeah, here's this cocksucker. He has things to say about microtransactions, about Epstein. And you know what's the fun thing? The funny thing? That the giraffe from Toys R Us, his name is Jeffrey. Oh, yeah. Enjoy. Yes, they spell Jeffrey differently, but same difference, right? A fucking creep is a creep. Enjoy. Anyways, let's play the clip.
The DOJ have released more of the Epstein files, including information showing that Jeffrey Epstein was in direct communication with the CEO of Activision, Bobby Kotick, and encouraged...
Oh, look at this guy. I'm sure he's a fucking Jew. Look at that big old fucking schnoz. Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if this motherfucker uses dreidels as anal beads. Right? I don't know. Anywho, let's continue.
Urged the CEO to get children to spend more money on microtransactions. Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what? Yes, little Timmy. This motherfucker was only trying to not only fuck you in the ass, but he's trying to fuck you out of your money. Yes, that's what happens. He's trying to steal your lunch money while trying to rape your butthole. Enjoy.
So, you're saying Jeffrey Epstein influenced Activision CEO to expand microtransactions in Call of Duty?
Yes.
Yes, one of the reasons why video games suck so much is because Jeffrey Epstein made microtransactions. Yes, he's not the only one that fucked at video games, but enjoy. Oh, and by the way, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusions, so that's why I say fuck Jews, but whatever. Anyways, let's continue.
This email states that Epstein was all for indoctrinating kids into an economy. And even more disturbing is the abbreviation for Call of Duty points being CP.
Oh. Yes, friends. I could appreciate Jeffrey Epstein's fucking sense of humor. This is hilarious. You know, but even more funny? That they would have put like little children inside the game and you have to rescue them to get currency or some bullshit like that, right? Yeah, you pick up the little kid and you go, here's a dollar so you could buy child porn. Oh, fuck yeah. Fun times indeed. But let's continue.
Oh my gosh. Epstein was also banned on Xbox Live in 2013 over harassment and threats to other players.
Well, if you're in a campaign with Jeff, maybe you shouldn't lose, because if you lose, the punishment is rape. Yes, you want to get your asshole raped and get your fucking butthole full of Jewish nut? Yeah, just like a squirrel trying to bury that nut, you're gonna bury it inside of you, so don't lose. Just saying.
We can deduce that he played multiplayer games like Call of Duty.
What? I played Call of Duty back in 2013 on Xbox.
What the fuck, Timmy? Are you that fucking retarded you haven't noticed there's a bunch of pedophiles online trying to get children? Yes. Are you that fucking stupid you didn't notice that fucking penis entering your butthole? What, you thought that was a suppository because you were sick or something? Yeah, you're sick in the head, you fucking retard, but let's continue.
Are you saying there's a chance that me and other players were in a lobby with Jeffrey Epstein?
Sadly, yes.
Well, guess what? Jeffrey Epstein's not gonna be the spokesman of pedophilia. Yes, he's fucking known everywhere. But guess what? He's not the only pedophile in the world. There's other lesser known pedophiles out there. Yeah, hell no, you might not even know. Your next door neighbor could be a fucking pedophile. He has all these children inside his fucking garage or something and he's all fucking them and you don't know. Yeah, you don't know what people do in the fucking closed doors, so yeah, enjoy.
We know that Epstein was active on Xbox Live up to the point he was banned in 2013.
This is just sick.
Is it sick? Is it really sick? Guess what, friends? There's all kinds of stuff in the world. It's a big, giant fucking place. So there's a lot of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, just because you don't like this stuff doesn't mean that other people don't believe in this kind of stuff. Yes, just because you have this certain way of thinking doesn't mean everyone else does. And yes, and people are going to do some sick, fucked up things. Only to you it's going to be sick, fucked up things, but to them it's going to be another Tuesday. Yeah, ain't that funny that people have all these weird ideas? But yeah, let's continue with some more bad ideas and get to see what kind of sex dungeons are out there, right? Enjoy. Yes, it would be awesome having a room full of bitches in there all there for you. Yeah, except I wouldn't want it to be all scared when I open the door. Yeah, I want it to be all happy and they all swarm me and say, oh, Gonzo, welcome home. Not all crying and all fearing for their life and their buttholes. Yeah, what the fuck is that? You're supposed to make love, not hate, but Jews are crazy that way because they see everyone else as animals. They don't see us as human. Why do they call us goy? Enjoy. Well, let's play the clip, I guess. Yeah, look at these fucking clowns. I could take both of these motherfuckers all by my lonesome, and then I'll inherit all these lovely ladies. Yes, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Pikachu, I choose you. Where'd you get this lovely lady? Is she your favorite? Is she the one that could suck your dick the best? I don't know. Let's find out. Yeah, I wonder if Epstein is hated more than Hitler. I don't know. Well, anyways, you can watch this little video about this cute little Russian bitch talking shit about Epstein and his connection to the Rothschilds. So let's watch this little lovely lady.
18th of March 2014, after months of unrest and violence in Kiev, and despite threats from Ukrainian neo-Nazis, Crimea officially breaks free from Ukraine and reunites with Russia, once again restoring ties with its historic homeland.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, I swear, they just spin the fucking globe around and then they throw a dart at it. And then whatever hits, that's what they attack. And this fucking dart hit Ukraine and they turn into shit. Yeah, these people are just fucking money-hungry fucking assholes and they don't give a fuck who they destroy. As long as they get money out of it, fuck it, right? But let's continue.
Meanwhile, on the same day, a notorious shadowy financier is already scheming to cash in on the chaos unfolding in what remained of Ukraine.
Ukraine upheaval should provide many opportunities.
Yes, all these motherfuckers thought we're gonna get all kinds of cash and prizes from Ukraine by destroying it. But no, you got a big ol' fuck in your face. Enjoy, you dumb twats.
This is an email from Jeffrey Epstein to Ariane de Rothschild, which has just...
Oh, so this bitch now owns the Rothschilds Corporation or whatever the fuck that fucking weird fucking hellscape fucking is? Wow. Gee, I thought she was doing that Wicked fucking movie and she's fucking that nigger co-star she has. Yeah, and they both look fucking nasty. What the fuck's wrong with these people? Why do people turn all gross after you become famous? I don't know. Who cares? Let's continue.
Now been made public, Ariane, now at the helm of the Edmund de Rothschild Group, was not born into the family fortune. But thanks to marriage, after her husband's death, she...
Oh, so her husband died and she took over, right? Gee, just like Charlie Kirk. Didn't he die and his wife took over his fucking business? Hey, that's cool. Hopefully this chick is non-Jewish, so a non-Jew is controlling Jews. Enjoy! Hey, I just had a thought. Like, these people are rich fucking evil creatures? This bitch probably killed them. Yeah, you don't think they would do that kind of shit? Yeah, that's some weird drama bullshit, but... hey, let's enjoy this soap opera, right?
Skimmed the cream, becoming the first woman to hold the reins of a multi-billion dollar asset management company.
Holy fuck, look at this fucking bitch. She is fucking hideous. Yeah, look at that fucking nose. I think she is a fucking Jew. What the fuck? Ew, just ew. Well, like this chick is not controlling this fucking toilet. Hopefully she busts a Kathleen Kennedy and turns this thing into shit. Yes, imagine if the Rothschilds company or whatever this fucking hellhole is goes bankrupt and they go poof. Yes, that would actually help the world. Now if we get rid of BlackRock and all these other fucking homosexuals, oh, it'll be paradise on earth. But, eh, that's just wishful thinking, I guess. Let's continue.
I felt very strongly as a woman to be an executive position, especially in Switzerland.
God damn it, man. Is it the Jewish blood in there or is it white people? Because I've noticed that a lot of white people, they don't age very well. Yeah, when you see them too old, they look like shit. What is that? Hell, I'm old myself and I don't look like shit. Hell, even my mother, she's older than me, fucking ancient, and she looks like she's young. Yeah, ain't that funny? I'm like fucking super old and I still pull in fucking young bitches. Just too bad that they're fucking insane. You can't fucking mate with them. Well, you can, but, you know, that's gonna cause problems, but let's continue.
Excellent, where there's, I think, almost none.
She is now preaching women empowerment and calling for diversity, but...
Of course you're gonna be promoting feminism and all that fucking bullshit. Cause no matter what, a woman is a woman. Yes, they're gonna do woman shit. And they believe feminism, that men and women are equal. That is so fucking stupid. Yes, and because of these ideas, this fucking place is gonna go down to fucking hell. Yes, all you Rothschilds should fucking rot in hell. And this woman's gonna take you there. Enjoy.
Back in 2014, when the already convicted pedophile sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow, what a great man. I wish I could be as cool as him. Yeah, I could go all over the world, bring down companies, countries, and make millions and start fucking young bitches. Yes, what's not to love, right? But guess I won't be as cool as this guy. Maybe I could be like P. Diddy. Yeah, I could become Gonzo Diddy. Anyways, let's continue.
Dangled a money-making deal. She didn't just go along with it. She confessed she'd missed their conversations.
Oh, this fucking bitch missed Jeff. Oh, were they fucking?
Oh, yeah,
did she try his Jewish dick? Yes, women are so fucking stupid.
Actually,
she wants to party
cute
with fucking Jeff Epstein? Well, go for it. Enjoy. And now you know why we can't have nice things. Enjoy.
Hi, Jeff. Very long day sitting on bank board. Numbers are okay, but not satisfactory to me. And I'm putting them under pressure to be more innovative about asset MGT funds while restructuring. I'm in a dinner with a client. Fed up. I miss our talks and hope you're well. We'll be at home tomorrow night. Will you be free? And let's discuss Ukraine.
After that email, the Rothschild Empire plunged into war-torn Ukraine, scooping up anything that was cheap and not nailed down. Well,
of course you're gonna go to Ukraine. That's the Jewish way. Yeah, you take all these people's money, their life, and their souls because you can. And you don't see us as people. You think we're just fucking things to be used. Yeah, we're not a commodity, but that's how these people treat us. Yes, what can we do, friends? I don't know. Things are gonna get worse before it gets better. Hopefully when the war starts, it ends quick. But knowing our luck, we're gonna be dealing with bullshit. But whatever, just level up, friends, and don't get left behind. Let's continue.
And Pyotr Poroshenko stepped in as the country's first post-coup president. Who do you think got the keys to his little business empire? Have a listen.
In order to stop any insinuations, we have already prepared and fully agreed upon a deal to transfer our stake in Roshan to the Rothschild Trust.
What a traitorous piece of shit. You sell out your country for fucking a few shekels? Yes, all these motherfuckers should go to prison or get impaled. Yes, we got these people here in America too. Yeah, all the way from the top, all the way down to the meter maids. They're all fucking corrupt. But what can we do? Like I said, impalement spikes go through their butthole so it could come out of their fucking neck or their mouth. I prefer their mouth because it makes it look more uniform, but if it comes out of their neck or whatever, Yeah, I'll take that too. But let's continue.
A company with an impeccable reputation, so that Poroshenko's name will not be listed among the owners.
Poroshenko's candy business? Child's play. The real price came in 2017, when the Rothschilds snatched the major Naftogaz advisory contract, gaining influence over Ukraine's energy giant.
Gee, I just had a thought. If Jeffrey Epstein was doing that, and Hunter Biden was doing his thing, I wonder if they crossed paths. Oh yeah, if they're dealing with energy, I think it's most likely. But I don't know, let's continue.
They weren't just consultants, they were pulling the strings on unbundling the gas system, picking partners and steering billions in state finances.
Yeah, these fucking demons. Yeah, these are the fucking goblins of fucking the old times. They do some fucked up things, but they don't give a shit because they don't see us as humans. Ain't that funny?
In 2019, Poroshenko paid the price for corruption, losing his presidency to a comedian. And
yes, that's some funny shit, but guess what? That fucking Zelensky guy, he's corrupt as fuck too, so no matter what, Ukraine is fucking dead, and it's all full of fucking corrupt parasites. So what's gonna happen there? Huh, it's gonna disappear. Enjoy.
Epstein? Well, he was still mapping Ukraine's chaos for profit. This time, emailing a Ukrainian-born woman whose name has been redacted, showing how billions could be schemed from the wreckage.
I want you to start reading about politics in Ukraine, Zelensky. Corruption, parliament, start to follow it. I understand that you want to be successful for many reasons. Yes, it is funny, but sophisticated corruption, huge amounts of money will be made. Huge. I'd like to see you as a female oligarch.
Yes, women will make good oligarchs because they're women and they're stupid and they're easily manipulated. So there you go, friends. Enjoy.
And he wasn't wrong. Billions were up for grabs, but not for him. 3 months later, he was dead after committing suicide in prison.
Sure. This fucking faggot killed himself. He couldn't live with himself. That's why he did it. Yeah, right. But let's continue.
Or at least, that's the official story. Meanwhile, the Rothschild tightened their grip on Ukraine's assets. Here's what the company's executive chairman spilled to Russian pranksters, thinking he was speaking to the Ukrainian president.
For the reconstruction of Ukraine, with the number of sector thematics, you know, these sectors could be obviously, you know, energy, housing, logistics, and I think it needs to be prepared.
Man, these people are fucking ghouls. Every single one of these fucking family members are all fucking monsters. They just see money and they don't give a shit who they destroy. Fucking assholes, but let's continue.
Ahead of the moment when, you know, the reconstruction will start, I understood from the Lugano conference that you have expressed the need for over $750 billion in total funding. For the reconstruction between 2023 and, you know, maybe 10 years later, which, you know, makes sense.
Oh, yes. I'm sure these people think they're investing in Ukraine's future. But no, they're just grabbing them fucking money and running. Yeah, they're just hollowing it out. Yes, fun times indeed.
No doubt $750 billion has a way of inspiring sympathy for Ukraine. Now meet Richard Branson, billionaire, name in the Epstein files, and coincidentally, very, very compassionate to Ukraine.
I'm very young.
Fucking
and
rich people, they're all the
way,
fucking same, but
obvious.
Whatever.
His company, Virgin Atlantic, had its own dealings with the Rothschilds group. In 2015, it raised major capital, over $300 million, by leveraging its precious Heathrow Airport landing slots.
Yes, all that money that he's doing is an investment. I'm sure he's going to multiply his money many times over. That's the only reason he's doing it. Yeah, he's not doing this shit for the kindness of his heart. Perish the thought, but let's continue.
Novel bond deal where bombs were secured not by airplanes, but by slots, and takeoff and landing rights were used as collateral, attracting investors including the Edmund de Rothschild Group. It's unclear whether Epstein had a hand in making the deal happen, but one thing is certain. He and Branson were close friends with disturbingly similar tastes.
Well, guess what? Jeffrey Epstein had friends all over the place. Not only in Russia, here in the United States, in Europe, everywhere. All these motherfuckers were Jeffrey Epstein's best friends because he was providing a service. So yeah, if you're doing some good stuff, you're gonna make friends. I don't know if it's good for the world, but he surely made money, and this is the stuff they will have to deal with. But whatever, enjoy.
It was really nice seeing you yesterday. Anytime you're in the area, would love to see you, as long as you bring your harem.
Ooh, harems, those are fucking fun. Yes, I need my own fucking Gunzo's harem. But where are they? I don't know, but let's continue.
And speaking of the harem, the new files are chilling. Hundreds of photos, passports, and documents pointing to women, many Ukrainian, who may have been trafficked into Epstein's shadowy network.
Yes, friends, to say the least, Jeffrey Epstein does have an interesting life. Yeah, it was cut short. Or is it? Some people think that he just faked his death and he's right now in Israel or some bullshit just drinking fucking endochrome. Enjoy!
Of the rich and powerful, their fates? Still a mystery. Jeffrey Epstein may be 6 feet under, but the echoes of his schemes are very much alive today. And among the chaos, some very influential yet shadowy figures are still there to cash in on money, assets, or people.
Yes, friends, we live in a fucked up world where bad guys are the good guys and the good guys are the bad guys. But don't lose heart, friends. Once things get, you know, flushed down the toilet and we go to war, we're gonna fight and hopefully our side wins. But you gotta be strong, friends, and don't let these people beat you. So just build your strength and move forward so when the war comes, you're ready. Goodbye.
Want to know what's really in your hot chocolate? You're not drinking cocoa. You're drinking winter-flavored chemicals. One cup, 27 grams of sugar. Ha ha! That's not comfort, that's a sugar bomb. You don't care though, right? 24 grams of that is added sugar. 48% of your daily limit. Already dissolved into one little drink. The first ingredient isn't cocoa, it's sugar. Then corn syrup solids, designed to hit fast and leave you craving for more. Then they add milk ingredients, modified whey. Not for protein, just to make the sugary chemicals feel smoother going down. Oh yeah, and the cocoa, it's alkalized, processed until it's flat and neutral so it dissolves instantly. Don't worry, it won't hurt you. Hydrogenated coconut oil, mono and diglycerides, potassium phosphate. They don't feed your body, they make you sick. This isn't hot chocolate, it's sugar mixed with processed milk byproducts and chemicals.